Hi, my name is Karen Riley and I'm from Canada. And I'm here to share a little bit about myself, how I came across the World Transformation Movement, and why I believe Jeremy Griffith's book, Freedom, The End of the Human Condition, is important to save the world. So currently I own my own business as a consultant pharmacist, providing medication therapy management services, primarily to elderly and vulnerable patient populations, such as patients with mental health issues. I've also continued with my love of learning by becoming a university professor, and I actually teach pharmacy, and I've done so for the last 15 years in addition to my practice of caring for patients. I was actually born in Quebec, Canada, so if you know anything about Canada, it's one of the eastern provinces, but I've actually grown up and lived most of my life in southwestern Ontario, about 3 hours away from Toronto, which is the capital of our province. I have been primarily a science-focused individual since early high school, and I was always looking for the truth in life based on science. And I think finally I decided to become a pharmacist because not only could I continue my role learning about medicine and science and pharmacy, but I was going to be able to help people as well. And although I guess some point in my life I was taught that science was the study of the body and religion was the study of the mind, I knew that the truth had to be able to reconcile both science with religion and spirituality. And so I guess it was a few years back now, I was getting ready to go on a bike and barge trip to the Netherlands, and I was really excited about being outside and exercising, but I knew that I'd have some spare time at night. And it was interesting because a few weeks before the trip, I was doing some internet searching, and I had to really think about how I came across Jeremy Griffith's book, but it was because I came across Professor Prozin, who was the former president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association. And in something I read, he made a statement about this book, Freedom, as being one of the greatest books of all time. Although I didn't have time to read it at the time, I went back and found Jeremy's book, Freedom. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to be able to take something with me that's portable to read at night. And so I downloaded on my laptop Jeremy's book, Freedom, The End of the Human Condition. When I was in finding that book, I also found another book, Transform Your Life and Save the World. And so I set out to read both of those for nighttime reading while I was on my trip. Since then, I think I've gone back to both of those books several times, looking at different components and areas and facts that really resounded with me. And I came to the conclusion probably the most amazing information was contained in that book that will help save the world because of its profound biological understanding of our species' psychologically troubled human condition. So I think Freedom is best described as a manual to life, which really sits well for me because it's the ultimate brain food of humans. It's something we've been searching for such a long, long time. And everything and everyone around us is so biologically understandable after we read this book. It feels like a veil has been lifted, at least for me. Life went from seeming to be bewildering and confusing to something that was clearly transparent. It's an immeasurably exhilarating, redeeming, empowering, and transforming piece of work. I think life has become even more exciting for me as I use that information from the book and look at life around me. And so walking in my day-to-day life, I'm able to understand and see through all behavior around me and in front of me. I see the human condition is driving all of our behavior, whether it be individual behavior, cultural, countries, civilizations, religion, politics, men and women, absolutely everything. So for those of you who really like more simple or profound revelations, I really found one of the most interesting and simplest perspectives was delivered by Tony Gowing, who is one of the founding members of the World Transformation Movement. And in his video number 5, he describes a scenario. And so I know in healthcare, one of the most important things that I can do for patients sometimes is tell a story, and Tony's story kind of goes something like this. He says, imagine you're on a bus, and it's a crowded bus. Everyone's on the bus trying to get home, And you know, you're standing there and you're thinking, the person next to me has really bad breath, and you're just exhausted and tired and frustrated, and the only thing you can think about is, I want to get home, I want to get home now. And then all of a sudden, something and somewhere from behind you, you feel something whacking your leg, and it goes on and on. And with each whack, you can feel the anger well up inside you. And in fact, after a while, you are so furious that you want to turn around and you actually just want to punch this person who is hitting you in the leg in the face. However, when you turn around, it's an old blind woman, and she's knocking the back of your leg with her cane by mistake because she's only trying to get her bearings and figure out where she is in the bus. That feeling, that discovery, so instantly and completely changes the way you feel. Finally, you're able to understand the situation, your anger goes away, and nothing but relief and calmness goes over you. You don't feel like a victim anymore, and the whole situation has turned around by being able to understand it. And so understanding the human condition is much, much, much bigger. And so this little story can really only kind of give you a small feeling and sense of what you're going to feel like in this transformed state. The passion that swells up inside me when I can actually just stop and think about this. It is truly life-changing. And that's why I really wanted to try to be genuine and kind of really let you know how I felt. So I hope it really inspires some other people. I think there's a lot of people that really just need this. I think seeing Jeremy's honest passion for his work, the research, and how he's not given up, how relentless he has to keep going is just so inspiring. Just seeing what he's done and, you know, what he's trying to do for the world, and it's relentless, that truly probably is one of the most inspiring things for me. I love this one, the river and the sunshine highway, crossing that deep chasm sometimes. You know, I think of the river, and I think of how it looks like it's such an insurmountable journey to get there, but knowing that once you're on the other side of the river and being in that transformed state, in out of the dark and into the sunlight, being out of a cave and being free. And so the sun really is something that I place a huge amount of joy, being able to see the light, but the transformed state, just being free, like, and having that feeling that there isn't any of that internal psychosis, that we can change our way of thinking and feeling and be free. Freedom also contains some extremely valuable information that describes the journey from going from a child to an adult. As many of us went through resignation, and we had to accept the way we were told the world was and why that was. But understanding the human condition allows us to immediately know that fundamentally we're good and not bad. And we can legitimately decide not to think about and live in accordance with the upset within us. We can simply leave the way of feeling and thinking behind and adopt a simple and new way of thinking and feeling that's in support of a reconciled, non-aggressive, non-competitive, and truth-based world for humans. Living for the new world enables a full healing for us to occur, hopefully now and over generations. So it's really because of the exemplary power of Freedom and Jeremy's other publications that I've been so inspired to open up a World Transformation Center here in Central Canada. So this is the second one. And I hope this really encourages you to also read this amazing book. And if you're so inclined, actually, I hope that you let us know how you feel about this, because reading Jeremy's book, Freedom, will make you think you wish that you'd want and had read this book years and years ago. And so if you'd like to contact me through the website, I really encourage you to consider this information. And hopefully, if you feel the way I do, you'll actually want to be involved in the World Transformation Center and the transformation of your heart and mind and what it brings to you. So yours in freedom. Thanks.